cash or custody. That's the choice facing thousands of asylum seekers from Eritrea and Sudan who are currently living in Israel. The Israeli government will pay $3,500 each to everyone who agrees to leave, not to go back to their home country, but to a third country inside Africa. The alternative, though, a jail cell in Israel. But as Iris Makler reports from Jerusalem, a female rabbi has set up a network of Israelis who are hiding the asylum seekers and using a secret system that saved Jews during the Holocaust.
Some 3,000 demonstrators march through downtown Jerusalem, chanting "Stop the deportation" and "Human rights for all."
I think I'm really feeling very disappointed when I heard that the government is aiming to deport us from the safe place to the dangerous place, you know.
We're here with them because I feel like it's our responsibility as a Jewish nation, as a people, to respect and allow these refugees to be here.
It strikes a very, very deep chord. The pilots are refusing to fly them out. Many of these photographs, they were shipped out, they agreed to go, and then they either drowned or they were murdered or they're in slave camps. So it's not okay. Just not okay. This is not who we are.
Israel says the Eritrean and Sudanese asylum seekers are not refugees. They're economic migrants. On that basis, the government argues that deporting them is legal. But many of the Sudanese are from Darfur and escaped genocide there. The Eritreans escaped a repressive government, known for human rights abuses, including random arrests and lifelong military service.
It was all fear in Eritrea. You don't know from where comes the reason for them to imprison you.
Habtom Amhari was a young government employee when he escaped from Eritrea 12 years ago.
Hey, look, I'm one of the luckiest, you know, asylum seekers in Israel because I'm one of those who arrived first.
At that time, Israel allowed asylum seekers to work and study. Amhari did both. Now in his mid-30s, he's doing his doctorate, having done his second degree in Israel too. He says he's frightened of Israel's deportation policy.
I think one of the problems is it is out of hate only. There's a government-sponsored campaign against the African asylum seekers, and it's, you know, these Africans are cancer to our society, these Africans are rapists and all this. And they don't even say Sudanese and Eritreans. It's not the whole Africa coming here, it's only Sudanese and Eritreans.
Some 38,000 Eritreans and Sudanese remain in Israel following previous deportations. Almost no new African asylum seekers have entered since 2015, when Israel completed a wall on the border with Egypt. The government says Israel cannot absorb even this number. Its plans to deport 10,000 asylum seekers this year have wide Israeli support.
Of course we can absorb them. It's a drop in the bucket. It's our obligation worldwide.
Susan Silverman is a Jerusalem rabbi and sister of American comedian Sarah Silverman, who campaigns on this issue.
When people say to me, oh, but then we can't solve the whole problem, I'm thinking, like, it's absurd to think that in this situation we have to say either everybody or nobody. We're very grateful for people who saved us in the past, even though they couldn't save everybody.
But Israel's government is determined, so determined that it will pay $3,500 to each asylum seeker who'll leave. If they don't take the money and go, it's jail. The deportation notices say they'll be sent to a, quote, safe third country. It's unnamed, but understood to be Rwanda. That's a place that Habtom Amhari from Eritrea says he's never been.
It's very sad. It's very. I don't have any connection to Rwanda, and I don't see any connection except that I'm black and they are black.
He's also haunted by the fate of some Africans who took up the government's offer in previous years.
People have been killed, have drowned. It's harrowing.
Rabbi Susan Silverman again.
And then they pay people that we would never want to give money to in order to keep themselves safe for as long as they can until the money is just gone and they're on the refugee trail, desperate all over again.
Because they have no papers there either.
No, they have no papers there. That's the whole thing. Like, if they had papers there, it would be a different conversation.
6 weeks ago, along with Rabbi Tamara Shagas, she set up a group called Miklat Yisrael, Israeli Sanctuary. People who sign up are prepared to hide asylum seekers in their homes, modelled on the networks that hid Jews from the Nazis during World War II.
We're checking the conscience of this country. What we didn't expect is what a huge response we were going to get. We have 2,000 family units signed up. And from all, like, across the whole political spectrum, there are people in settlements who have said, count us in, and have filled out the forms. So many of these people are people that Israel's so proud of, the high tech sector and our universities, who are saying, we're not going to sit idly by and watch this happen.
The first Eritrean and Sudanese men to receive deportation notices were jailed this past week. As a married man, Habto Memhari won't be in the first lot, but he knows it's only a temporary reprieve.
I don't want to stay forever here. I wanted to go back to my own country because I really love my country.
Do you see the government changing in Eritrea?
No, the government should be overthrown. So it should be replaced by us. Otherwise, the government will not go. And we are working very hard to do that.
With views like that, Memhari cannot return to Eritrea. And under international law, Israel cannot forcibly repatriate him there. But can it legally deport him and other asylum seekers elsewhere against their will? Rabbi Susan is calling for a more creative alternative.
We are Israel. We're the startup nation. Why are we not applying our innovativeness to moral issues? We can say we're going to open Startup Nation University for refugees and train people in all of the cutting-edge technologies in agriculture, in power, in medicine. We could leverage the Eritreans who are here to make the world a better place instead of just digging deeper in the international habits of oppressing the stranger.
Protests continue, and since the issue has begun to be debated here, Rwanda says it won't accept people deported by force. Still, the jailings have begun, and deportations are scheduled to start in April. For the Religion and Ethics Report, I'm Iris Mackler in Jerusalem.
And you're with me, Andrew West.